You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Good news out of East Texas this morning. The trees are alive and well on commentator Gary Border's property, but that comes with some heavy-duty winter yard maintenance starring the leaf blower and rake.
Spring officially is about a month away, but the signs already are appearing. I spotted blooms on a tulip tree a few weeks ago. That tree is the first harbinger of spring, with its spectacular pink and white blossoms that last a few weeks at most. Then the tree reverts to an ugly duckling, a poplar of no particular distinction. Daffodils have begun sprouting through the soil as well, from bulbs hibernating since last spring. We are completing our first cycle of seasons in this house, closing out a winter and beginning a spring. The yard of this house was one of its biggest selling points. It has dozens of trees, hardly any grass to mow, and is filled with mature azalea bushes in a park-like setting. Summer lawn care was a breeze, just 30 minutes of weed eating and using the leaf blower on the expansive deck. Once a week, I would join the platoon of lawn crews on our street, invading the peace of the neighborhood. I appear to be the only person on our street who actually does his own lawn maintenance. That's fine by me. I enjoy loud machinery. When I saw all the trees on this lot, I knew that winter would be the most challenging yard care season. We have a wide variety of trees, from red oaks to loblolly pines, sweet gum to maples. That means an impressive array of foliage falling to earth throughout the summer, picking up speed in autumn, and going full out by Christmas. It was just me, a leaf blower, rake, and a box of extra-large plastic bags versus about 75 trees. I was badly outnumbered. Whining only resulted in unsolicited advice instead of sympathy. Several people suggested I mulch the leaves. They didn't get it, never having seen our yard. The Yankee equivalent would be telling someone trying to shovel their way out of a blizzard to use a pitcher of hot water to melt the snow in their driveway. There are too many leaves to mulch and nowhere to put it. I decided to keep count of how many bags I filled. I finished raking about a week before Valentine's Day. There was a sense of urgency. We don't know what flowering delights might pop out of the ground since it's our first spring. If I left 2 feet of leaves on top of the soil, we might never know. So I blew the last of the leaves out from under the azalea bushes and back, raking and hauling bags to the curb for the final time. In all, I filled 142 30-gallon bags with leaves. That's more than 4,200 gallons of leaves. No wonder my middle-aged back has been sore since Halloween. The new leaf blower is enjoying a well-deserved rest. My wife gave it to me for a Christmas present after I wore out the old one by Thanksgiving. That forced me for a month to use a little electric one and drag 100 feet of extension cord all over the place. She took pity. It's something when one of your favorite Christmas presents is a leaf blower. I'm not sure what, but it's something. Soon it really will be spring. We are eagerly awaiting the barrage of colors from the azaleas that blanket our yard. Already, some trees are beginning to bud. After the azaleas are in full bloom, comes the season we who live in the land of pine trees know all too well, pine pollen season. A yellow dust will cover our homes and vehicles. I will be back outside with the blower and the pressure washer, cleaning windows and decks. As all homeowners know, yard and house maintenance never end, the duties just change.
Gary Borders is an East Texas writer. You can find his work at GaryBorders.com and send him an email about what's beginning to bloom in your neck of the woods at borders@redriverradio.org.